Geshurs Rebbe Mori. At the end of the parsha, we have the whole sugya of Yosef and the Saramashkin. So you know the basic story. They had dreams, and Yosef told the Saramashkin what would happen, and the Saramashkin gets brought out of jail. Yosef says to him to remember me when you go to Paro. And the last pasuk in the parsha says, "V'lo zochar Saramashkin es Yosef v'yishkachehu." And the Saramashkin did not remember Yosef v'yishkachehu, and he forgot him. So let's learn this Medrash Rabbah together. Parsha Zayin. V'lo zochar Saramashkin. Kol hayom hayamasna tnoim. All day he was making tnoim. Conditions. For Malach bav ahofchan. And the Malach went and undid it. V'koshik sharim. And he made knots. U'malach bav matiran. And the Malach came and untied them. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at shokhecho, you forgot him, v'ani lo ashkecheu, I didn't forget him. Ha'ahu deskiv, v'lo zocher Saramashkin. That's what it means, the Saramashkin did not remember. Okay, if you could read the Yifei Tohar, I don't know how to work the machines to make it bigger, because then I needed the bottom, and I got... After three tries, I gave up. So, if you look at the Yifei Tohar, three lines from the top of the Yifei Tohar, Kol Yom Hayamasna Tnoim, Motsosi B'Shem Rashi, I found in Rashi's name, you can check Rashi yourself, I put it on the sheet, V'Zeh Loshono, Masna Tnoim, Sheya Omer Kach V'Kach Esa, this is what I'll do, V'Koshek Shurim, and he made Natz Kadei Sheya Torid, so he should be busy, Shlola Hasker is Yosef. He made himself Bedavka busy that he should distract himself, that he should not remember Yosef. He did not want to remember Yosef. It doesn't say why that would be. He didn't want to do Yosef the Chesed. There may have been reasons why he didn't want to do that, but he went out of his way he should not remember Yosef. The Rochoku is very distant. Sheyotsu mipi Rashi Zal. That Rashi would say this, ki im chafet shlo laskiro, if he wanted to not remember him, lama yamal ol l'shocho. Why is he working so hard to forget him? V'gamal lama yasekein l'shkoach es mativav. Why would he try to forget someone who did good for him? Doesn't make any sense. He says, Pastor Shalom, Rashi would say such a thing. Avo pshat advarim hu, lehepech. What's pshat? The opposite. Opposite of Rashi. When he was making tnoim, lahaskris Yosef, to remember Yosef, v'koshik shurim, and he made knots l'simin, as a reminder, laskiro, miyad, to remember that he should remember him, he should remember Yosef, v'amalach hitiran, and the malach undid those knots, de sheyimshach hazman och nasayim yamim, because the malach, bedavka wanted him to forget. So the Malach made him forget. So that's why the other Chazal say, every time he was inside, every time he went outside, he was tying these knots. I just picture this guy is making knots around his fingers, so he should remember what it stands for. He made all these knots, and he remembered, then he got inside to Paro, and he said, what do I have all these knots for? It was a whole charade. He made all these simonim. If you have to really remember something, you put a sign, don't forget to take you're going on a trip, don't forget to take this, don't forget the bag. You put it all over the place, and then when you're going, time to go, what is bag? What I know what it's referring to. When you get there, you don't have the bag. That's mamish what happened. So whatever he tried to do, the Ribbono Shel Olam made him forget. I don't know if there's a shmooze here. Sometimes we wonder, we forgot something, You know, sometimes there's reasons why things happen. It's not only because you forgot. Mamash, even when a person remembers, he tried to remember, that all his shtal is possible. He tied a knot, a bow around every one of his fingers. But it's possible that what happened in this case is the malach mamash untied the knots, ke'ilu. And he forgot. I didn't bring it down. It's brought down that when he was outside, he always remembered, and when he was inside, he always forgot. That was it. Because the Ribbono Shalom, the malach wanted it to be delayed. It shouldn't be remembered. It wasn't the time yet. It wasn't the time yet for him to remember. Okay. Then let's go back now to the Medrash. Dover Acher. Sarah Mashkim Shachacha Vani Lo Ashkechecha. When I didn't forget you. Mi hayim mechakel Avram v'sara Shayu zekenim Shayulad lahem ben. Who would have believed, who would expect that Avram and Sarah, who were so old, would have a son? Mi mechakel Yaakov. Who would expect Yaakov? Sha'avar b'makol ha'yardein Shayifetz v'yashir. He would go across the Yarden and become rich. Mi hayim mechakel Yosef. Who would expect Yosef, she'avra lav kol ha'tzaros ha'elu she'yamelech, all these terrible tzaros happened to him, he was sold, he was in jail, and then he becomes the king. Mi hayim mechak l'Moshe, who would expect Moshe, shuv shlach li'yor, shuv k'moshniyah, he was sent into the river, that he would come out also a melech. Mi mechak l'Rus, who would expect Rush, she'haysa gera, she'chazu l'malchus Yisrael, she was a ger, and she came back to become part of the Malchus based David. Mi mechak leDavid, she a melech atzof adoros, who would think David would become the melech of the Klal Yisrael forever. Mi mechak leYochan, she also in beis Asurim. Mi mechak leChanani Mishulam Azayah, she also in Toch HaEish. You get the story. Mi mechak leYisrael, in Mehaman, she has seen on Kadosh Baruch Hu, who would think that Klal Yisrael could be saved. Mi mechak leGoliah, she l'shem l'sehila. Mi mechak leSukkas David Anufala, she come in Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mamash, a whole siyurim of the history of Klal Yisrael. You take a look at the Yefei Toar. Mi haya mechak el Avram. The first part of this, you have to help me if I'm reading it right. Ki avosenu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Our forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Yosef imoyim, and Yosef is amongst them. Meramozim lechol mikrei ha'am, asher yikru imam ad achras yamim. They are ramozim, as ma'aser avos simon labanim. Whatever happened to the avos is a remez to what the future of Klal Yisrael. Lechein kovtzom yachad. That's why he gathered all of these historic incidents laharos lanu, to teach us. Because to this nation, wondrous things happen. Asher lo yichachu aleim bnei adam, that no one would be waiting for, nobody would be expecting. Rak Elokim oseh pele yaseh kazos. Only Kadosh Baruch would do such a thing. Ad sheyekayem gam esukas David hanufalos. There are so many reasons that bring yish. People get discouraged. Yish b'lev Yisrael. Discouragement amongst the Jewish people. There are so many causes and reasons for us to get down. Lachain, therefore, mevi mikrim nifloim hamorim. Therefore, brings this amazing niflozdik of things. Lehefech hasibos ha'ela. The opposite of the things that would cause yish, these are the opposites. Lo yisyashu omen ha'gula, that you should never forget the gula. And he goes through, it's mamish beautiful, you can read it one by one, he goes through all the possible reasons for yish, and all these incidents that correct them. So I was reading this medrash in the Yefei Toar. I was very inspired, but it's not a shmooze. It's not a nice inspiration. I was really pumped up. But aside from Akasha, what is it? What's it doing here? What's this medrash? What's this whole thing doing here? Stam is giving me inspiration. I decided I couldn't read this Medrash Rabbah. What's going on here? Let's start again. The second Dover Acher. Dover Acher. Sarah Mashkim Shachav Ani Lo Ashkechecha. Then I noticed that there's a difference in the Lashon. I read this 100 times before I chapped that there's a difference in Lashon. In the first Dover Acher, it says, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, At Shachav Ani Lo Ashkechechu. In the second Dover Acher, it says, Shachacha Vani Lo Ashkechecha. I didn't know what was going on. Then I saw this Matnas Kuna. The Matnas Kuna says, Dover Acher Sarah Mashkim Shachacha. Lenochach Hayim Medaber Im Yosef. Wow. That changed everything. The Ribono Shel Olam over here is talking, this Medrash Rabbah is a conversation that the Ribono Shel Olam is having with Yosef. In other words, at the end of the parsha, Velo Zochar Sar Mashmes Yosef Vayishkachehu, that was the Ribono Shel Olam talking to Yosef. He's giving Musar to Yosef. Yosef, what are you doing putting your trust in the Sar Mashkim? Who are you worried about? Have I ever forsaken Klal Yisrael? And then you have this whole litany of events in Jewish history that took place. So then I had a kasha. If already, if you're talking to me, so I could use the inspiration. I have many reasons to get discouraged. I can think about a million of them. And I was so much inspiration. And I was thinking, but to Yosef HaTzadik, if Yosef HaTzadik was down, I wouldn't think that he would need the inspiration. You take out the Ani Mamins, and you could quote all the Ani Mamins. Vulevada osa va'osa v'yasa l'cho amasim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of everyone. But Yosef HaTzadik, he needs a reminder, Sotem alul Ani Mamin. Yosef HaTzadik is being told all these historic reminders that this is a conversation. And then I realized that this is the koach of Musar B'Spilus, to make a koach atzir. It has a deeper meaning than just the intellectual chazara. We have to have bitachon b'Hashem. Even Yosef HaTzadik, When HaKadosh Baruch Hu went through with him, all of these occasions in Klal Yisrael, for Yosef HaTzadik was inspired by it. So in other words, Yosef HaTzadik himself, we don't know why he was punished. They say he said it stayed longer because he put the trust into Sar Mashkim. But, okay, I don't have to say a shmooze on the whole why Yosef did that, but okay, that's a shmuz also. Even Yosef HaTzadik could put the trust in the Sar Mashkim. But you'd think that if there would have to be a correction, a sanction, if you could even use such a word, so it would just be, just take a look at the Ani Mamins. Yosef, just read again the Shaar B'Tachon, just chazer again, and you'll be fine. But to say that even Yosef HaTzadik is going to be inspired and his discouragement will wane and dissipate extra because you're going through this whole inspiration. I feel the inspiration for someone like me. I need the inspiration. Even Yosef HaTzadik should have the inspiration. So anyway, this is just a chazorah for us that we all get discouraged and we should meticulously keep our sedarim and musar to chazer over. And not just that, someone that makes a person more depressed. Why should I need Musar? These are Pasha things. But you see, we have to chazer over the Pasha things. Ribono Shel Olam gave Yosef HaTzadik the Pasha things, but all the Koach HaTzirim to inspire Yosef HaTzadik.